T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's time for the big boy, Bob. One of our
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Mark Caboli. And there he is, right in the middle of the screen, where he deserves to be. He is that valley of humility between two mountains of conceit.
I have no idea what that means.
That means you're a nice guy.
Very nice guy. And there he is on YouTube. And you should watch on YouTube out there. Go to our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing. Or just go through, you can go through our website to get there, 937thefan.com. Mark Caboli of the Pat McAfee Show. All right, there's many places. You all right? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm just curious to see if you're getting your nipples pierced tonight, or is that just a one-man show?
Not me. I can't imagine having woken up today knowing I would get my nipples pierced. I don't know how Pony's getting through the day here, Bob.
No, I don't know either. That would be something that would make me feel very uncomfortable. I'm sure he'd... What?
I hope it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Are you going, Mark?
I wanted to, but now I cannot make it. I have to take the kid to a dance.
Call in sick. It's free steak.
I would go. You wanna drive me?
Where are you gonna be?
Southside facility?
I might pick you up. Let's talk about that later. But first, let's talk about Jeremy Fowler saying Jacoby Myers very much on the Steelers' radar. Is that what you're hearing? Would that be a good addition?
Well, any addition would be good. I mean, I'm sure they're looking. I haven't heard anything specifically on him, to be honest with you, right now. But it would make sense because he's on a one-year deal. Half the season's gone. Not a lot of money. It all depends on what you get back for him. But at this point, you're just looking to add some sort of veteran wide receiver just in case. I mean, I like what Calvin Austin does. I'm liking where Roman Wilson is going. But what if? What if somebody gets hurt? What if DK goes down? You need a veteran type of guy. So I'm sure Omar is all over every receiver that's out there. But, yeah, I think so, because you look what they want in free agents, and even with Duggar, they just got a one-year deal. I mean, you have no commitment to him past this year. Help him now or rent a player. So it would make sense. I mean, I don't think it would cost that much either. As in draft capital.
Yeah, a lot of people are out there putting Brian Thomas Jr. and all these bigger names. I just don't see that as a possibility. For money reasons, because there are long-term monies involved. This is a good, both, just like Duggar, it's just not much risk involved other than, just the cost of having him the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Duggar's no risk. I mean, Omar might need to win GM of the year just for getting this guy for free, basically. I mean, they basically said, here, take a starting safety. I mean, it's basically what it was.
Wait a second. Is he a starting quality safety? I can't believe
he's better than what they have.
Yeah, but okay, I can't believe New England would trade a starting safety
to a team that they may be competing with for a playoff spot. I don't know about this.
He just signed what $58 million deal. He's not a Vrabel guy. Vrabel's.
Yeah, but why give him away to a team that you could be competing to a playoff spot with if you think he's good? They obviously must not think he's very good.
Well, Vrabel has moved on from people this year that you're like scratching your head with too. So, I mean, the Peppers went to a lesser degree. It's like, why are you getting rid of this guy? He didn't fit what they were doing there. So,
right. And
honestly, he's better than what they have. He's better. I hope he is.
And there's no guarantee of that. Plus Peppers, bring in Peppers. Look at their evaluation of him. They don't think he can play. Neither did the Patriots. Why isn't Peppers in there more?
Well, I mean, obviously he's more of a box safety, very limited coverage type of guy. I know Duggar's similar to that, but if you're losing a guy like Elliott and you're, 8 weeks into the season and you're giving up a 6th-round pick and have to pay him a couple bucks, not much, I think it's a no-lose situation. I think it was a pretty good get at this time of the year.
And they were desperate, quite frankly. I mean, what else do they have at that point? They got to get people in here who can at least have some experience doing this. But that's not the end-all cure-all, Mark. They have a lot of problems, and it may go beyond personnel. When you saw that game last week coupled with the one against, Joe Flacco and the Bengals, I scratched my head trying to figure out what they can do personnel-wise because there's not much wiggle room there. It has to be each guy playing better, and it has to be a better scheme also.
Yeah, I mean, what do they say? They made their bed, they got to lie in it. They picked these guys for a reason, and they thought they were good, and there's no really any place to go. There is no quick fix, easy fix on that roster right now. You can throw out James Pierre. You can throw out Corey Trice. You can throw out any name you want. Are they going to be better than what they have right now? Probably not. I mean, it's a really boring answer. But they got to play better, period. Now, can they play better? Now, that's where the coaching comes in, that they got to put them in better situations to be able to succeed. But
what would those situations be, though? What would those situations be? They tried to blitz last week, and they didn't get home. And when you don't get home, Jordan Love's very good against blitzes.
I mean, the first thing you got to do is somehow prevent those easy throws. It was from the slant, Chase. It was in the flat from Kraft. That then prevents the pass rush to even get anywhere near the quarterback whatsoever. I mean, if you're going to give up a big play, so be it. But I would much rather play a little bit of press, more press man up close. And if you get beat, you get beat. But if you don't, you have a better chance of getting to the quarterback. And I don't think they're willing to do that.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. So let's talk about some specific players. Let's start with T.J. Watt. What's the problem here?
Well, I don't think he wants to move from his left outside linebacker position. That was something that he was open to last year. Then I just don't think he's comfortable there anymore. So he's pretty much stagnant where he's been playing for the most of the season. And once again, it gets back to it's hard to get to the quarterback in 2.5 seconds. They have to be in third and longs. You have to be in ultimate passing situations. But he got to start playing better too as well. This wasn't Trent Williams as a right tackle the other day. I don't even know the guy's name. So he needs to start playing better as well. It's not like he's getting double teamed. They're not even running away from him anymore. There's just a lot of going on right now, and it's just not him. It's the whole front seven.
No doubt. But let's focus on the $41 million man for a second here. Mark Cabali, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. I saw on Ben's podcast, he watched the way that the Packers used Micah and creatively and said, why don't the Steelers use TJ like that? Maybe he doesn't want to. Okay, so TJ doesn't want to. So? Is he the coach?
I don't think he's the coach. They tried. And I don't think he felt comfortable enough. This was a couple weeks ago when he said, man, it just, you know, it just doesn't feel right for me right there.
So Myles Garrett can move all around the formation. Micah Parsons can do it, but TJ needs to be stationary against the same guy the whole game. Like Ben said, why aren't you moving him around and attacking their weakest defenders with him?
And especially because it's not working right now, him just being over there.
Maybe he needs to get comfortable with it.
Wasn't that the plan for like 3 years in a row now, Joe?
Yes.
I mean, it's up there. You keep hearing, you know, we got to be gap sound. We got to be our communications issues and moving TJ around. That's like the three things we hear every single year, and every single year it doesn't happen. And I think it does have to do with a lot of the comfortability of, I know it does, where he just doesn't feel comfortable. I mean, for what it's worth, that's just what it is.
It sounds to me like he doesn't even want to make it work or try to make it work then, right?
I think they tried a lot in the preseason and over the offseason in the training camp. Even early in the season, Bob, they did it some.
I remember that, but I thought they should have stuck to it because I think potentially the more you do it, at least for no other reason, you give the other team something to think about. Where is he going to be? Yeah. We have to locate him. Players always talk about there are players you have to scheme for. Aaron Rodgers said you scheme for Myles Garrett, you scheme for Micah Parsons, and we have a guy that we know has to be schemed for, and that's TJ Watt. I think the scheming would be a lot more difficult for other teams to figure out if he's moving. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fine, but why not put Nick Herbig in that position then? Wouldn't he be very similar to be able to move from the left to the right,
yes,
to the middle to whatever?
That's
but
fine.
I guess he would have to get on the field more than 30% of the snaps as well.
So but he could be one
I
of
think
those guys
that's the guy
around.
That
yep.
I think he's the guy that might be more suited for that spot than TJ, to be honest with you.
Well, then put him in that spot. Put him in the game, because the other guy I want to ask you about is the $60 million, whatever the hell money he signed for. Where is Alex Highsmith? Where is he?
He's on the other side.
You could have fooled me.
I mean, okay, we could play this game. Who are you happy with on the defense? We could probably say everybody.
Yeah, I'm unhappy with Chuck Clark too, but they didn't sign him to a $41 million a year contract.
What about Cam Hayward? What about Patrick Queen?
Fine.
I think the defense is, but
the question for now is, where's Alex Highsmith? What has happened to him? I think it was a bad contract.
Oh, I don't know. I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. I like Highsmith. I think he's just falling in that same situation where Watt is. I mean, you're just not putting in that position of quarterbacks holding on to the ball. But this isn't not something new, though. The entire league has been getting rid of the ball quickly, quicker and quicker every single year. And you look, for the most part, other than Myles Garrett last week, I mean, the sacks are down, but so it's not the only team that they do it against, but you got to start finding different ways. How many times did this defensive line or front seven knock balls down at the line of scrimmage last year? Yeah. I don't know if I can count them on one hand this year.
Well, but here's Alex Highsmith. Like I told you last week, 14 and a half sacks, and then they signed him to that deal. He has 14 and a half sacks since that day over three seasons. He forced five fumbles that year. He's only forced three since that day.
That's a big part of it, too, and they thrive on those sorts of things. And if they don't get them, then you have to make sure you're solid in every other way. So
yeah, they haven't had a turnover since
But just because you don't have a turnover doesn't mean you can't play sound defense. You still can create three and outs. And it seems like these drives get longer. And then real quick drives, too. They had a three-play drive that resulted in a touchdown the other day. So I understand that. I mean, you need the sacks. You need the big plays. You need the turnovers. But when you don't get them, there's still work to be done, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you got to play good third down defense, which, I mean, when you catch the ball past the sticks, it's pretty hard to force them to punt, you know. So that's number one. That's number one, I think. I mean, more than anything else, the third down conversions are not very – Steelers friendly right now on defense, and some of the bonehead plays and some of the big plays as well down the field, the Thornhill plays. It's just been a disaster over the past, six of the last eight quarters. You hope it's not, if you're the Steelers' sake, you hope it's just not a season-long thing moving forward now. You hope they can get past this. But six of the past eight quarters have been awful.
What do you make of Cam talking about lack of fight? I mean, that's one thing if it's isolated to Cam and maybe just a, you know, just a default he goes to and says, yeah, we didn't try hard enough, whatever. It's easier than saying we were out-schemed or we don't have enough talent. But then Thornhill comes back yesterday and says lack of effort. Joey Porter, lack of effort. What is going on? Do these guys know what that's going to be translated to when fans hear that?
No, they probably mean effort in a different way. I'm not quite sure.
Well, what do you mean effort in a different way? They mean they mean effort. Don't be Mike Tomlin. They mean we weren't trying hard enough. They mean Darius Slay at the goal line making a business decision not to hit somebody so he can save himself. That's what they mean, I think.
I mean, the effort could be just not making plays. I mean, those are younger guys that maybe have different meanings of different words. I don't know. I use effort as the guy just lacking, right? Taking it easy. That's how I take effort.
Yeah, that's what they meant. That's what they meant. At least Juan Thornhill couldn't have been clearer. He said we can't be sitting here talking about effort. And if that's the problem, then you got to start asking, Mark, in my opinion, are there too many fat cats who got their money on defense? And are they laying down on Mike Tomlin here, like Kirk Herbstreit suggested in the playoff game? Play that tape for Cabali of Kirk Herbstreit in last year's playoff game when the Steelers defense was giving up first half touchdown drives of 95, 90, and 85 yards with tens of millions of people watching. This is what Herbstreit told people, and this is basically what the Steelers are now telling people within their room. Are you ready, big boy? Here we go.
From Amazon.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? Mm. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
Herbstreit can say it all he wants, Mark. When Cam Hayward, Thornhill, Porter, and guys inside the room are saying it, doesn't that become more concerning?
This is my thought. In my experience, Joe, over the years, when you hear multiple players say things similar, it comes from the head coach.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They're just relaying what they heard.
Well, why didn't he say it yesterday when he was presented with the opportunity? He shot it down.
He does not want to make it sound like he's taking shots at the defense.
Or he doesn't want to make it sound or that they're quitting on him.
I don't, you know, quitting's that's up there with losing the locker room. I don't even know if you're quitting. I mean, I would never use that word of a professional athlete because
they're using it. I'm not.
I know, but I don't know. I just would never use a word to say somebody quit who's out there. They're maybe not efforting enough. I don't know, Joe. It's just not. I just think what he said about. What was the exact quote that Hayward used?
Not enough fight.
Not enough fight.
Not enough.
And Tomlin was asked about that yesterday, and he tried to explain it. Dealing with the adversity.
But he didn't hear what Hayward said, though, right?
No,
he claimed he didn't.
No, all
just like
I,
he didn't
listen.
See George Pickens
walk in late to the Chiefs game.
No. Then the words written on his face.
Oh yeah,
his eye black.
Missed that one, and then. Did you know he came late to the Kansas City game? No, I don't.
Any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know. I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
Mike, did you know Ben didn't show up for the Super Bowl? I don't remember that. No, it was a good game. Yeah. Did we have our quarterback? I don't know.
What's he been around 18 years? That could be the first time I've ever heard in my life him stumped. He didn't know what to say.
That was Benzie from the top rope after Bert said no more questions.
He did not know what to say. He was totally flabbergasted, as Ron Cook would say.
I would have been surprised, and I was surprised to hear that day, because normally he is on top of all of these kinds of things, at least for the press conference.
That was Benzie, Bob, and Benzie will do that late in games, won't he?
From the top rope.
He'll hit you over the head with his crutches right now, right?
Listen,
Benzie's on crutches?
He's been on crutches for 3.5 years now. I'm like, Benzie, you're really milking this, aren't you?
I saw him at the hockey game the other night, and I was surprised that he had that. But, yeah, he's been on it for quite some time. So
what happened to him?
I don't know.
Wait, it was a basketball injury?
He was playing something. Surgery. I don't know if it was basketball or something else.
He had surgery, and you know how the doctor says, use crutches for 6 weeks. Benzie's using crutches for 6 weeks. Where normal people would throw them away after a week.
Did you ever have crutches on all your Achilles injuries, all 8 of them?
What are you suggesting, that he's...
I was supposed to.
There's no fight in Benzie? Is that what you're expecting? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Benzie
there's no
quit?
Fight? You say
I'm
with
saying
what
Benzie's follows the rules.
Bob, we have
to let me ask Mark one thing.
Yeah.
If you took all the names one by one on the Steelers defense right now, are there any playing above and beyond what you expect them to play above and beyond at this point? Because I still think there's a lot of these guys that have to bring up their performances, really. And quite frankly, it's stunning that last Sunday night, I agree with James Harrison, that did not happen, because I thought that was the night that they could do that, especially with a 9-point lead heading the third quarter.
Now, if you had asked me this maybe a game and a half ago, I would have said Patrick Queen. Right now? No, not one.
Hold on a second. No. Bill M. tweets the show and says, Mark is breathing so heavily over the radio, it's actually hard to drive. Could Limits please adjust his microphone? Is that possible, Limits?
That means I would have to pod down Kabali after every single answer he
all
gives.
All I got to say is, hey, what's this guy's name again?
Darth Vader? Oh, wait.
Bill M.
Hey, Bill, maybe you should worry about driving and not texting.
Oh, shots fired back.
Yeah, Bill M.
Maybe he's doing it. Do you like voice texting while you drive? At least that's hands off.
Was that a question for Mark,
yes.
Bob? Why don't you ask him again? He seems
to
be frozen.
Voice texting. You know how you have it on your car where somebody, you can actually hit the, you don't even have to pick up your phone to make a text? I like texting at all while driving. But if I'm at a stoplight and I can figure out how to voice text something,
that's illegal, Bob.
Voice texting, hands off.
No, you're right. That's legal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just don't like handling a phone while you're driving.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Bob in the car's making fun of my deviated septum. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, my God. Whatever. You didn't tell us you had a deviated septum.
Not you. Whoever the guy is,
Bill
on
M.
the damn.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
You know, people think they're funny.
Now, are you going to get that corrected, the deviated septum?
That's probably not number 19 on the list of things we need corrected with me.
You should try Malzi's blue chews.
I heard wow, chicken pow,
that, that breathing, that breathing that Mike talked about, that breathing is going to get heavier if he goes on blue chew.
Limits, are you on blue chews yet?
No, but I think it's Malzi is giving everybody something to talk about in their group chat.
I thought
right,
he's
Mark?
Giving them free samples. Everybody's walking around here very
is
fast.
Is he giving some free samples? Yeah. Bob, I remember you were eating them like candy.
I all thought right, it Mark. Was candy. That's you'll, why. I just like, what a surprise.
It was a surprise, huh, Bob?
I'm sorry that this turned into this, a deviated septum.
I'm glad I'm
fun.
The butt of your jokes.
Well, you're not, but Bill said that.
Hey, one. How about this? Aiden Hutchinson got paid today, Mark. $45 million a year for the next 4 years.
Oh, my. Well, how come he didn't demand 47 to surpass Micah?
I don't know, but that team, that's another one of those teams on the Steelers' schedule. You know, them, the Bills, Ravens twice. You got next 2 weeks coming up. There are
man,
a lot
this
of tough
feels,
games.
Mark, this feels like a pride game. You're gonna have the Super Bowl 40 guys there. You have everybody on earth, including the Steelers themselves, ripping the Steelers. This feels almost like, I don't know, a watershed game in the Tomlin era. Is this thing just gonna explode and bust apart? Or are they gonna come together? What's your feel on this?
Wow. I thought it was going to come together last week, honestly, against the Packers. I thought all their ill wills that we saw against the Bengals would have been fixed. But obviously that only happened for a half. So it's hard to say right now. But they've had a lot of success against the Colts in Pittsburgh over the years. And if they don't, if they come out and play that poorly again, then that's an awful sign for the rest of the season, the coaching staff, this group as a whole. So I would think they would play better, but the Colts are a slouch, man. Jonathan Taylor, that offensive line, man, you got to be on your P's and Q's or he can gash you. So it's going to be a good game.
Especially you're coming off a game with so many missed tackles. I mean, that's the one thing that at the very least you have to – make sure it doesn't happen against this guy because he has so many yards after contact.
Penalties, stupid penalties, missed tackles, out of position. I mean, that second half could have been – can you even remember a second half worse than that in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, at least in the Tomlin era?
Yeah, that was
– wow.
Just the way it happened, too. Three straight touchdown drives, and they had the lead, and they had the ball coming out of halftime.
And that was with their – wounded pride from the Bengals game and extra days to prepare. I mean, that was beyond alarming.
Well, they looked, hey, give them some credit. They looked good in the first half.
Who cares?
Well, I'm saying that's it, though.
I mean, yeah, I guess they did. So did the Houston Oilers when they led the Bills 35-3. But people only remember the second half, right? I mean,
I remember Greg Brown making the calls. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Brown, who was back doing that.
Do you remember who the Bills quarterback was, big boy? Wrong. Frank Reich.
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
And did you remember that Frank Reich also led the greatest comeback in college football history at the time? How unbelievable is that?
University of Maryland.
So, yeah, I mean, just for that reason alone, those two, that's
he
how he defined
the ball
a career.
He was throwing the ball to Anthony McFarland Jr. that day, Bob.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. He's like all the coaches that leave here. Nobody picks him up.
He's up there with Chris Rainey and Dree Archer.
Oh, names from the past.
Flag team.
Joe, did you see that Harry Callis asked a question in the Jerry Dulac mailbag today?
What?
I don't know if it was our Harry Callis, but somebody named Harry Callis asked a question.
Let's hear about that next. And what?
Harry Callis doesn't even know who Jerry Dulac is. There ain't no way.
That was Pony disguised as Harry Callis, right?
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe.
He infiltrates that chat, him and his nipples. All right, Bob. Mark, are you sticking around?
I don't know. Ask the boss, Austin Bechtold.
Yes, Mark will be here for the next segment.
The first segment went so well. I bet you're looking forward
Bill,
to the second
ask
one.
Ask Bill in the car. Maybe
Bill
maybe
M.
You should ask him.
Yeah.
Jim Furyk reportedly asked a question in this chat as well.
Bob, he had an unorthodox swing, didn't he? Or he has one?
Yeah, really. But he knew how to get back to where he had to go at impact.
Yeah.
Regardless of what that looked like. Very good player.
Very
made a lot of
player.
Money by not winning very much.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Like visit
TJ
them.
Watt.
What?
Sounds like TJ Watt. A lot of money without winning very much. But,
Bob, for as great as TJ Watt has been, he's in grave danger of being this era's Dick Butkus, a legendary great defensive player who never wins a playoff game. That was Dick Butkus.
Yeah, that's something that I thought, by bringing all the guys they brought in this year, they were trying to get to that point with these two guys, specifically Cam and TJ.
Isn't it alarming? Maybe I'll ask Cabali coming back. The evaluation process, Mike Tomlin cut his teeth in the NFL as a defensive backs coach. And the amount of misevaluations on both college players and NFL players in the secondary, Darius Slay being the latest one, and maybe Joey Porter Jr. too, is so alarming. It really is. It's like, how can that be? How can you sit there and watch tape of Darius Slay and then go out and sign him and have him be this?
Especially for $10 million. I thought that was a big contract for 1 year for a guy who clearly is on the decline.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's what I'm talking about, Limits.
That's what we're talking about, Joe.
That's what we're talking about, Bob.
It puts you in a good mood for the rest of the day. Happy song.
Yes, where did this... Let's listen for a minute.
Work on your tan, Joe.
You think Cabali likes it?
Of Cabali, I'm a fan. Bob your head up and down. You were at a concert.
The bobblehead.
You try that, Cabali.
Mark's no fun.
Who is that, Limits?
This is Dust and Grace. This is one of their
They
songs.
Sent it to us?
Yes.
They're great.
I'm telling you, you have to find that thing they did for our theme song. They
Dust sent and that. Grace?
Somebody sent, I don't know if it was
Doug.
Doug and Grace?
No, a man named Doug.
Oh.
Sent us a theme song, Joe.
Why don't you play it? Did you hear it?
Bob, we just played Dust and Grace.
No, I'm talking, there was another one.
All right, we'll do that after
Here
Cabali
we are
leaves.
Again. Here we are again talking about the same.
Here's
You're
the
gonna be able to You're going to be able to use that very, very many times when he's a Penn State coach, right?
Yes. Here's the Kansas City Chiefs in a nutshell. You ready for this? How many Super Bowls in a row have they been to? How many AFC
Seven
title
AFC
games?
Championship games in a row.
Per Next Gen Stats, Patrick Mahomes has the fewest percentage of dropbacks under pressure. The fewest under pressure. They looked at their biggest problem last year. And, man, a lot of teams would like to have problems like they have problems. They couldn't protect Mahomes in the Super Bowl. That was their biggest problem. So they went out. They revamped their offensive line. They got him a weapon or two. They're healthy. He's come back. And look at them and look at him. They're going to the Super Bowl again, big boy, aren't they?
Oh, they're in third place in the division, right?
Yeah, they got off to
They've
a slow
start. They've
won
three in a row, and they're just now getting their mojo back. This is a game this week coming up against Buffalo. That's a big one for both of them.
You watch the games, though. When you look at them, do you not think they're going to the Super Bowl? If you had to bet everything you owned on one AFC team getting there, who would it be, Indy?
Talking proud. Buffalo Bills, baby.
Man, you haven't seen their defense yet. It's worse than the Steelers.
All right, if you had to pick an MVP right now, of quarter, like MVP of the league,
Jonathan Taylor.
That's who. Now you stole it right from me. That's who I would pick.
I'm sorry.
How many in a row has quarterbacks won? 11.
If it comes down to just quarterbacks, if I give you a choice of Mahomes, Allen, Baker Mayfield, and who else could I throw in? Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford. Who is your MVP of those candidates?
I'm a big Baker fan.
So am I.
That's not a bad pick right now, though he's coming off a rough game. But back to the Steelers.
He dismissed you, Bob.
Real quickly.
Wait, what happened? I didn't hear. What happened?
I asked a question.
I wasn't paying attention. I thought you guys were done talking. No. I blanked. I'm sorry, Bob. What did you ask?
I asked a question. I didn't get an answer.
Oh. I swear I was reading something here, and then my brain
and for
said
years,
just to
you
move
guys,
on.
You would look at me and say, you're not paying attention, and here you're doing the same thing. Here we are again, sitting the same.
I got caught there. What did you say?
I wanted to know what Mark thought about MVP of those quarterbacks I mentioned.
Oh, I thought he said Baker.
He said, I like Baker. And I said, I do too.
And then you tried to
dress him. You didn't say it in the context that that's your pick, though, did you?
He dismissed you, Bob.
Well, all he does is sit there and breathe, Bob. That's why I moved on. He didn't have an answer
I'm sorry
again.
For breathing. You know, I'm the only person in the world that breathes.
Do you have an answer to Bob's question?
I said Baker,
you
but
said
you're
you
like,
oh, and then
it.
Bob
but
asked
but
you again, and then I got accused
you made it
of
sound like
shutting down Bob.
I like Baker, but you didn't. That didn't sound very confident. Like Stafford deserves a lot of votes in here, I think. Based
Who would
on how-
you vote for as MVP right now, and do you have a vote?
I don't have a vote. Ron Cook might have one. Jason White
might get one.
I mean, I don't know how you don't vote for Jonathan Taylor at this moment right now.
But will he win Offensive Player of the Year as opposed to MVP?
That's the dumbest award in all of sports, the
it's
Offensive
another
Player
word,
of the
In other
year.
Words, the MVP is always, it seems like it's going to be a quarterback no matter what, so they created other awards.
Is he ever going to answer the question?
I think the dumbest award in sports is utility gold glove winner in baseball.
Yeah, they came up with that one.
That's a disrespect to Jerry Triolo right there, Mark.
That is a good call, Mark. The utility man gold glove, Bob. Who came
we're
up with
like
that?
The protector of the year, though. Now we're stretching out.
Well, at least he's a starter. The utility gold
Jared
glove.
Jared Triolo was a starter when he won that. He played enough to qualify as a starter. It is a stupid.
Well, then he should win
the. Stupid. They should not have. It's like, it's a tarnished gold. It's not the regular gold. It's like, come
it's
on.
Like the fourth liner of the year in hockey. You're going to have a trophy for that? What are we doing? What have we done?
You know who else is a gold glove finalist right now, Bob?
Who?
Tommy Pham.
Oh, I know that. he actually deserves to be considered for that. His
what?
His fielding was really good.
All right. I must have missed the games. Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't watch any for the second half of the season. So, Mark, do you want to answer that so we can move on? Who's your MVP?
Baker. I said I would vote right now if I had one right today, halfway, it'd be Jonathan Taylor. But I think as the season goes on, he cannot keep up that pace. I think Baker will play a lot of garbage teams down the stretch here, especially in the division. I would probably make a long-term bet on Baker, short-term bet on JT.
Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. What do you make of Jonnu Smith's role in this offense? He's on pace for about 30 fewer catches and I think 500 fewer yards than last year with Miami. He can't be overly thrilled, can he?
No, I wouldn't assume not. I mean, that's one guy you thought could come in here and, you know, stretch the defense, be that third head of the three-headed monster of tight ends, of doing something a little bit different. He just hasn't been utilized very much, and that's why I even suggested, you know, if you're going to make a trade, he would be the one guy that would be expendable in my eyes. I mean, because you're not using him. I'm not saying he's no good. You're just not using him at this point. So either use him or do something with
him. Use him or lose him.
They haven't used him. Yeah. I mean,
Bob, what do you think of the big boy's opinion on this, Bob?
Well, first of all, you'd have to find a team that needs a tight end to make that work. I don't know how many are in that situation. I still would rather use him a little bit more than they are. If they're going to have these guys here and they're so, you know, in the mindset that tight ends are guys who can make plays for this offense, then he should be utilized more. He's not been, and I would say the same about Pat Freiermuth. I'm glad they finally got him in a game in Cincinnati. They need more of that. If they don't have a true number two or somebody who's going to pick up the slack there, then those guys have to.
Yeah, you know, with Jonnu, is they had him moving around. They were going to play him at fullback, H-back, move him all over the formation. He was going to be that wild card type of tight end. Just nothing has materialized yet. It's either they haven't figured out how to use him yet, or they're like saying, maybe he doesn't fit in what we want to do here, and maybe he's better off being with a team like Miami than – maybe it's once again, maybe it's a misevaluation.
Yeah.
When they acquired him. I don't know.
Mark Cabala Report brought to you by IC Light. 50 Minute Mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Cloudy today, high of Devin Bush, 55, a low of Carnell Lake, 37. Fan weather brought, talk about misevaluations. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What do we make of Caleb Johnson? He was going to be perfect for Artie's zone scheme, but then Artie's zone scheme became a man scheme, and Caleb Johnson had the kickoff debacle, and now he's nowhere to be found. Is this going to turn out to be a bust of a pick?
I don't think so. I mean, it's hard to criticize anything Jalen Warren's done over the past couple of weeks. So where is he going to? Who would you rather have in there right now? I mean, Jalen Warren runs with a purpose. He runs hard. He hits the hole hard. And the problem is Caleb Johnson hasn't, I don't think, really adapted to the speed of pro football quite yet. He looked good early in training camp, but that speed of, you know, one step gone just hasn't been there. And that, honestly, that's probably the least of my worries right now. I know you don't want to waste a third-round pick on this guy that you may or may not use, but I think Jalen Warren is there's not much he can't do. And one thing he has done, and knock on wood, if you're a Steelers fan, he hasn't fumbled the ball yet.
Why do you think they went away from the run as they did in the second half? Because it was pretty good in the first half. I think they were averaging 5.1 per clip. They had a 9-point lead. They had the ball to start. I would have thought they come and just try to use that heavy package, that jumbo package, to try to, you know, move the ball down the field, keep possession on your side, and not give them opportunities.
That's a good question. I mean, they were pretty much dominating that run game in the first half, unless they weren't comfortable enough after Samalu went out to even employ the jumbo. They would have had to probably move Calvin Anderson out there. I mean, it shouldn't have been too difficult, but they probably went away from it then. And you know, another thing, Bobby, is they gave up, what, 4 straight possessions of touchdowns?
Yeah.
And if you have one series where you're going to throw the ball, go 3 and out, and all of a sudden that stacks up on you pretty quickly, and now you're down, and you don't really want to run the ball. But hindsight now tells you they probably should have ran the ball more. But I would assume a lot of that had to do with the injury to Samalu and how it just affected the offensive line. Shouldn't affect the offensive line, but it did.
Lastly, Doug Whaley was on with the morning guys, as he often is. Well, as he is weekly, I should say. And, man, he sort of repeated what he said on the post game the other night. Really just ripping Mike Tomlin. I wanted you to take a listen, Mark, and then give your opinion. Limits, do you have that clip from today?
The team starts to take the characteristics of the head coach. And when you talk about Mike Tomlin, I'm not going to discredit him as a coach and what he's achieved. But when you look at his press conference, he's a great orator. He's got great one-liners. But right now, just like his press conferences, and I'm not saying him or his past coaching, but his press conferences and the team he's put on, neither of them have substance at all. There is no substance in that, especially on the defense. Now, offensively, I'll say they're putting up points. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But his baby, a defense, there is no substance to him right now, especially in face of adversity and when you need him most.
Mark?
Well, when has his press conferences ever been of any substance? That's number one. I would probably just throw that out right there. I know where he was getting at right there, talking about the defense of having a little substance. Hard to disagree with that, man. I mean,
well, answer me this, because this has now come up a lot. Pony was on yesterday saying anybody who thinks that Terrell Austin calls the defensive plays is basically an idiot. Chris Carter went on today saying the biggest myth around the Steelers is that Mike Tomlin calls the defense. So. And our guy, Nick Farabaugh, saying, I cannot say this any more bluntly. Terrell Austin is the Steelers' defensive play caller. Mark, who's actually calling the plays on game day? It sure seems like Austin.
I mean, he's calling plays, but he's also can get overridden at any point by Mike Tomlin. I mean, he gets in his ear and says, hey, I want you to do this, this, and that. I think it's all under the umbrella of what they put together Mondays and Tuesdays of the scheme, which is heavily, heavily handed by Mike Tomlin. So does it really matter who calls what play at one time if the whole entire scheme is based off of one guy, or not one guy, but the majority of the scheme would be Mike Tomlin?
Clearly, so it's Tomlin's design, his scheme, and his personnel. But as far as who's executing that on Sundays, is it Austin or Tomlin?
I don't think Tomlin can do that and have everything else what he's responsible of. Like I said, if it's a third and whatever, he can, you know, beep in and say, hey, run this or whatever it is. Or you can have a call sheet, so to speak. If it's in this situation, you run this, and that's be provided to him. But he's not there saying every single play. I mean, you just watch the film. I mean, watch the sideline tape, and you can see that he doesn't call the plays.
But if he wanted to, he could veto something or add something.
Well, that's the same with the offense. He could veto stuff on offense, too.
Right.
Now, if something tells me he vetoed that play, whatever, or he was told the Vikings play, the fourth and goal at the four.
Yeah, I thought that was Rodgers. Well,
somebody made that call, and I don't think it was Arthur Smith.
Thank you, Mark. Good stuff today.
All right, Mark.
I'll practice on my breathing for Bill.
I think his name was Bill, was it?
I don't know. Was it?
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.